Good morning, welcome. Are we live? I don't know. All right. Good morning, welcome to 101. Hey, I don't know, the echo is crazy, but I'll start again. I'll try again. Good morning, welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This morning, we've got the most of the team with us here. We've got Liel Rimon. How are you doing, Liel, this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. A bit chilly. I'm wearing a pyjama, actually.
What pyjama? The one with the stripes from the top to the bottom, or the ones for the stripes? The horizontal stripe.
We're not wearing the one with the stripe anymore.
Why? We're not in jail anymore. The wife is gone. Yeah.
Wearing the Mickey Mouse pyjama.
The Mickey Mouse pyjama. The mask. Me, I'm wearing Chuck Norris pyjama, yellow and blue. yellow and blue. And let me tell you, like, when lunchtime arrives, I change the other pyjama to the camouflage pyjama. In between the sheets, it looks exactly like a sheet and a pillow.
By the way, Roy, you don't wear a Chuck Norris pyjama. Chuck Norris pyjama wears you.
Okay, here you go. No, I bought it together with Superman, the same shop.
You know what it is? It's a pyjama with Superman wearing Chuck Norris pyjama. That's why it's on the pyjama.
So anyway, my Ninja Turtle sheets. Anyway, guys, what do you think about this morning? We've got Jesse, all shares are down to 43,732 and 44 points. That's clear. It's 63,794.47. I don't know what's happening. The dollar is 18.12, yeah. The dollar right now is 18.12. Yesterday it actually got to 18.25. The pound is 22.48. The euro is 19.84. So, meaning we're getting 20 rands to the euro. The junk status most probably does work, and the lockdown doesn't really give us any good news. Well, on the other side of the news, it wasn't good before anyway to start with. I do believe, and if we won't believe, then nothing will happen. I do believe that maybe after the COVID-19 disappeared from our lives, we're going to have a good jump start to our financial and structural system. Maybe junk status. Now we hit rock bottom. So what more bad can happen? And don't give me the example of Zimbabwe and all the other African countries. Please tell me, what can more go wrong?
I don't think, listen, it's always getting worse before it gets better, but I think thanks to this virus, it can't get worse, so it should get only better.
Okay.
Yeah, let's make a small idea of what's happening. So what you guys are saying is it's going to be a little bit worse before it's going to get better. But right now, at this point in time, there's no economy. The economy stopped. It's actually in a complete halt because we had like 40% unemployment. I mean, if not, there was 35% unemployment. I mean, we have started this problem not with a lot of good points to our side. So right now, let's say people can make it for 3 weeks. What will happen what do you guys think that will happen if we continue to another 3 weeks?
Well, it will be a huge test to this government to see if they're capable to do anything.
So, are you talking about government? But what happened to the people in the streets?
That's what I'm saying, because the people will have to have full support of government.
Right now, there's 17 million people supported by government. 17 million people that are getting like 1,600 rands a month. That's like 32 billion or 30 billion rands being spent as we talk. So now there will be another, I don't know, another 10 or 15 yeah. million people which are on the streets. Now you, what you're saying is the government has to shell out another 30 billion a month, so yeah. 60 billion a month.
When we say government, we know what does it mean. It's mean us, but yeah, yeah, in the end of the day, like happening all over the world, hopefully if we want to call ourselves part of the world, government and the government institutions need to raise the fund one way or the other, because it's not only the unemployed that's suffering, all of us suffering sooner or later. The businesses don't work, you don't have income. You are in a standstill, so it's covering everyone, not only the unemployed.
Okay, so let's take another look. What will happen in all over the world, including South Africa, obviously? But South Africa started with quite a bad property market. We started with quite a bad property market. As it is, property is really not a good market. In the last, I'd say, from 2007, 2008, even 2009, the property market started dipping. Until now, it didn't really recover. So the way I see it, that the property market is actually in quite a bad position. That's number one. But when we come back from, lockdown, let's say in 6 weeks or in 8 weeks or whatever, when we come back from this lockdown, what will happen to the property market, you think? Right now, I believe that all the people that are renting, for instance, and don't have a steady job, they will not be able to rent. So those people that pay mortgages on those particular houses will have to sell. So the property market will be full of properties. Yeah. Because people that hold more than one property, they will have to sell. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people invest in properties. They buy property, they rent the property, they add the in-between, you know, they say, if my bond is 10,000, it's fine, I'll get somebody to pay me 8,000, I will add the other 2,000. That's fine in normal days. And so you build yourself some sort of asset, but in those days, what will happen is that we're going to have a problem. Yeah,
it will be a disaster. As I said earlier, everything will get worse. Include property definitely will get worse because
it will be
flooded with properties for sale. There is not too much power of buying. What means that property price is going to drop if you want to sell. So yeah, it will be a worrying condition.
So you know who's gonna
make the most out of it?
No idea.
The Chinese
will come and buy everything for nothing.
Everything.
Exactly.
They're the one with the power to come and buy everything for nothing. They're the only.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. And you know what? It corresponds nicely to the conspiracy theories, eh?
Yeah.
It's not a conspiracy theory because I don't think anything, but that's how it's gonna be. And if it's someone made it happen or not, I don't know. I don't care about it, but that's how it's gonna finish. Other economies with big powers like America and Europe that can come and buy properties and come and put money into the economy will never spend a cent over here. So that's what will happen. Chinese.
Yeah, so correct. You know what? I never thought about it. It's actually a very good angle. So, well, you know, if somebody was looking at the conspiracy theory, he'll say, you know what? Develop that particular virus in UN, and now look at them. They've got like 3,000-4,000 people dead, but in the meantime, they destroyed the world basically as we know it. So now people will start thinking differently. Listen, it actually changes the way you think. Because we were never prepared. Our dads, our uncles, our aunties never said to us anything about that's going to be something like the COVID-19. We never thought about stuff like this. I mean, I read it in the history books that it happened, you know, in 1914. When was the Spanish, I think 1914? Around there.
Before World War I.
1918.
No. Yes. Right after 1918.
Okay, 1918. So right after World War I, but really, Maldman was born in 1939. I mean, it doesn't happen in generation. It's once every four generations. So who can be prepared for something like this, you know? No one really was prepared for something like this.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a lockdown. I mean, think about a lockdown. I mean, this is crazy.
It's crazy. 1918 was different. But today, to do a lockdown, it's a different story altogether. The economy needs to be ready to get a knock like this. It's a big knock.
In 1918, I think it wiped out over a third of the population of Europe, right?
It was about 300 million altogether in the world. I don't know.
No, 50 million people, I think, died in Europe, if I'm mistaken. More than 50 million. In Europe, I'm talking. I don't know. It was the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. Yeah. So, you know, I think the people right now at home must think about innovative ideas, how to jumpstart their own lives. Because, you know, in my industry, in our industry, I don't think there will be a big problem to jumpstart our lives. The only thing is we're going to sit up with a bigger problem. While people will come, there will be an influx of people coming to us saying, you know what, I don't need my spare car. I don't need this. I don't need this. So people will start shelling off most of the expenses because they will not be able to pay the payments. They will not be able to pay stuff that they don't have. I mean, they'll have to take off all the fat, you know? And then what will happen is we will end up, we, meaning a shop like ours, offices like ours, will end up with all those goodies that we cannot sell. Because no one wants anymore. Yeah, no one will want anymore. Like, who needs a quality watch when you got a watch, for instance? Yeah, who needs an expensive a second car? You know how many people that I know hold the car in the garage just for the weekend, or hold two cars in the garage just for the weekend? And I'm talking expensive vehicles, collector's items. As it is, in the last 2 years, and Ethan can correct me if I'm wrong, in the last 2 years, I don't think we had a lot of people collecting anymore. Do you remember we had that 4, 5, 6 years ago? Yes. Yeah.
That's the biggest problem because and this is a mistake people have a view about our business. We need some kind of good economy when people buying stuff, and then you can have the two-way street. But just to buy and pile stock, it doesn't help. If you can't sell it, it's a problem.
They can say it's worth so much money, but if you can't sell it, it's not worth anything.
Exactly. So an item is worth exactly what you can get. Yeah, what you can get for it in open market. 100%. 100%. That's the way I see it too. And I do believe, really, really do believe that things would really change. I don't think that we're going to keep on seeing the same trend in the market. I believe that people will wake up and say, hey, you know what? I don't want to go anymore buy myself fancy stuff. If I need pants, I'm just going to buy the bottom of the range pants. I don't need to buy something that's worth, you know, I know people that buy pants. They don't have much money. They've got good jobs, what we call steady jobs. So steady job will not be happening anymore. You know what I'm saying? People must wake up now. South Africa must wake up and see, you know, I must shell the fat off me.
And I think a lot of companies learning now how to work from home. What means that you will need less manpower, less office spaces. And a lot of businesses will move to work in remote control.
Because you know what the worst thing? You know what the worst thing? The worst thing is, you know, we've been in industry, myself and you, Ethan, you remember when we had big factories and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, when someone goes home for a month, let's say he's sick or whatever, went to hospital, suddenly you discover you don't need him. Yeah. You know what? This guy was paying him salary for nothing. I mean, this job is done by itself. So many things like this will happen, especially with people with they come back to the office and says, you know what? Those people are just fat in the company. Let's take the fat off the company. Let's make, so we're going to have a lot of, we're going to see a lot of problems in South Africa.
Especially in the recovery period, when we will get to the recovery period, it will be much longer than the period that we actually going to suffer. The recovery will be much slower than all of this period that we are on lockdown, and we don't really know when it's going to end. We will see on the 16th.
Yeah, because like you guys said, there are going to be consequences for this period.
We have to go to a break.
Come at full power like before.
Guys, I have to stop you. We have to go to ad break, so they're pushing us from the office. I'm sorry, I didn't pay attention. And yeah, you can go. We can put the first song and end break. And thank you so much, Craig. Take us there. Hi. Are we back? Yes, we are back. Yeah. So I have got this live read. So if you're alone, especially during the next 21 days, then you need to know about Chai FM helpline check-in service. Our counselors will call you on a regular basis to check in and make sure you're okay. It's available to anyone of any age who feels the need for it. Make contact with us by calling helpline on 800. So it's going to be on 0800 24 24 36. So 0800 24 24 36. Chai FM 101.9 megahertz of service the community. Guys, please don't forget 0800 24 24 36. If you got a problem, whatever, Chai FM is there to help you. And let's carry on, guys. So basically, I believe that everybody is trying to achieve some sort of first of all, a guy by the name of Ramji received the Lifetime Achievement Award for HIV prevention. Apparently, he made some sort of
Professor Jita Ramji.
She's a girl. Yeah. So anyway, she received some sort of Lifetime Achievement in Prevention Award for HIV prevention for women contracting the virus, not for men. I didn't complain about us anyway. So what I want to say, why are you laughing?
It will become a chauvinist disease.
Yeah, only men will contract it. Yeah, but we need a woman to call. Oh, unless we get from another man. Oh, baby. We're going south, guys.
Passed on yesterday from coronavirus after all that.
Really?
She
looks quite a young girl.
I don't think she's even 60. Yeah. She's quite young.
Yesterday we interviewed Pepe Reina, the famous goalkeeper for Liverpool. He said that he suffered from coronavirus and he said he had quite hard time. Proper hard time. He said for about 25 minutes he could barely breathe. And we're talking about the athlete, a professional athlete, proper athlete. So whatever you're going to say about Pepe, Pepe Reina is a proper athlete.
Another great goalkeeper, the Turkish goalkeeper that played for Barcelona for many years. You remember? Rushdu.
Not really. No, I don't remember him. Yeah.
Rushdu in the 90s, he is in a very bad condition in Turkey. He is about 47 years old.
Yeah, look, it will attack some of us. I'm sure it will attack some of us quite viciously. The only thing is people with a little bit of problem of, as it is, a little bit of problems, and they must check. Look, I don't know. We did whatever. What the news?
You heard the news this morning. Who is the new coronavirus patient in Israel?
No?
The health minister.
Shame. I want to tell you something. In Israel, they put a new, and I think it worked. Israel is one of the only countries in the world that right now, the World Health Organization said that Israel is the safest country in the world when it comes to corona. The safest country in the world when it comes to corona. Israelis actually managed to straighten, to slow the graph down. And
there is one big problem.
What's the big problem?
There is one big problem in Israel, and it's all over CNN and Sky all the time, and that's the Orthodox groups that don't they don't listen. Yeah, they don't do anything.
There was one part of the Orthodox group that didn't pay attention, in one instance, and they closed them down nicely now. Now they almost separate them all together. I think it's the Jerusalem part of
Jerusalem and Bnei Brak.
No, you're not with me. There's in Bnei Brak, there's a Jerusalem part. They call them the Jerusalem part. Yerushalmi. And they gave a little bit of a problem, but everything is cool now. They understood what they've done is a big mistake. But other than this, they put other people in risk, and that's exactly what people in Sarajevo don't understand from one end. Yeah. The other end, when you see what's happening in the townships, you see when people have to share toilets, when you have to share toilets, and you live in a shack and you have to share toilets, there's not much you can really do. I mean, in Israel, at least you've got your flats, you've got a place to go. In South Africa, you have to share toilets. If you have to share toilets, then you have a problem. Contract the virus. Now, another thing they found in Israel, now, that this virus is not airborne. It's not airborne. Meaning, unless somebody is really close to you and can talk to you and spit the virus to you, you cannot contract it from a person from the air. So, if you wear a mask while you're close to people, you are quite safe. The only thing is you're going to get it from surfaces where you touch, because the virus can survive for long in the surface. That's what I'm just reporting what I heard recently in Israeli media, which normally is not that, it's quite correct. What they say is surfaces has to be cleaned regularly, especially surfaces that have been touched regularly by a lot of people. Basically, in your own flat or in your own house, you can be quite safe as long as there's no people from outside coming in. Now, that's including the maids, it's including kids, as long as they don't go outside and come back and touch surfaces. So, meaning when you talk over your dinner table, the virus will come out of your mouth, will stay on the dinner table. Meaning you have to wipe it a lot and you have to wash your hands because the hands are the thing that touches the face. When you touch your face, if you touch your eyes, touch your mouth, obviously you're going to contract the virus. So that's it. I mean, so all you have to do is just be clean. If we're clean, we'll be okay. At least I do believe that everybody's going to get this coronavirus eventually. But if all of us will get it together, what will happen is going to be influx of people coming into hospitals. We're just going to clog the hospitals and the whole health system is going to fall to pieces. As it is, health system in South Africa is not great. Leah, what do you think?
I think that it's up to the people, but the government can make whatever rules and whatever lockdowns or whatever they want, and it can be for 3 weeks or 6 weeks or 3 months. If the people will not keep the social distancing and will not keep what the government is saying, it will not work. It basically will not work. Parts of the population, 500,000 here, 200,000 here, that will be safe. It's not what the government is trying to do. That's why we have a lockdown. That's why we are basically putting our economy not on a knee because it's already lying down. We're putting it on a back, basically. But we need to get something out of it, because if it's all gonna be for nothing, it's gonna be very disappointing, you know. And people
do believe that you're actually very correct. So, but how do you get the masses? How do we get the masses to actually realize that this is a big problem?
That's what I'm saying. It will take a couple of months just to educate the masses and to get them to get ready for this kind of stuff. So to give them what Ramaphosa said on Monday, that on Thursday night we're going into lockdown, it's 3 days, it's not going to work, and it will never going to work. You'll see what's happening. People need to go out to get social grants, otherwise they don't have money to eat, and then they spend.
So we, the people that can, basically the minority, we distance ourselves from the majority, which is wrong. The majority has to distance themselves one by one. Cannot be social gathering.
But
the
thing
didn't change.
But they have the biggest problem, and I spoke to Christy, and I spoke to some others. They just think it's a big joke. They don't think anything will happen. They think that the prayer will sort out everything. By the way, it's very similar with the believers in our community, that they think that the praise will sort out everything. God helps the one that helps himself. And And the problem with the, some of the black communities that they think it's a big joke. They don't think it's anything serious, and it doesn't matter how much you try to explain and to convince them, they're not accepting it. It's a huge problem. They think it's nothing.
You know, and then you got the very, very clever people, Nuhatu, the threat to strike after lockdown. I mean, look how, forgive me, stupid people can be. After lockdown, if the people don't have money, nothing, now you're gonna strike. I mean, how stupid.
They know how to behave, unfortunately. Okay, then when all the systems are crashing under all of this stress, then they want to attack and get something out of it. It's such a negative thought, and we need to all think positive to be able to get over it together. That's the only way.
Exactly together.
Yeah, the problem that people need to start to think positive and think about each other and to believe that it is a problem that we need to face.
Listen, the 21 lockdown, today's lockdown will not be enough. That's definite. I'm definitely sure.
Some kind of indication and a picture, not like they're showing us now. But it doesn't show the reality, especially if you don't test enough. How can you come and say we have only 1,380 cases? It doesn't change. The number doesn't move the past 2 days. I don't believe it. This is ridiculous. I just don't believe it. And in the end of the 21 days, in the hospital, we start to crawl and pile up with people. Then we will see maybe a different picture.
What's going to happen is that there's supposed to be some sort of a natural turnover of people which are sick, and then they get healthy. As soon as they get healthy, they basically get out of the circle. That's what I understand, gets out of the circle. So that's what they try to do in the UK. They said, yeah, don't worry about it, like go and work and whatever. But what happened is it was the influx of people, suddenly got so many people sick. And right now they're sitting in a terrible, terrible position. For instance, Sweden, I think Sweden or Scandinavia, I'm not sure, did the same thing. They allowed the people to say, nah, but there's no lockdown. People still sitting there in coffee shops, whatever. Huh? All do their own thing. And they think that if everybody will be sick, eventually they'll get out of it. You know what? I don't know. Anyway, I really don't know. But in South Africa right now, if the people start continue behaving the way it is, we're going to have a big problem, guys. We're going to have a huge problem.
Because we have a huge population that their immune system is basically non-existent or very, very bad. And it will be piles and piles that you can't actually save, because this is above the level of be able to say.
Sure. Ethan, I'm not going to stop you now. We're going to go to head break. Okay, take us to head break.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez.
All right, maybe we're back. What do you think? Are we back already? Looks like we're back. All right, great. We don't have much time to go till the end of the hour, but right now, what is that, the 9:47? And... what sort of message do you want to give the South African people, or our community? I think
stay safe, and listen.
Only really go outside when necessary. A lockdown means a lockdown, guys. And you're using all that.
I've got a story about this. It's my business. I got sick and tired of running to buy eggs. So I got a chicken. And I
got a chicken.
We don't run out of milk. But you know, I remember something very cute that I think was Mitzvah or whatever that we used to tell in Israel. It was a cute story that might be, some smiles on this condition. But they decided to make research.
Yeah.
I a French guy and a Moroccan. They put each one of them in this huge hall, and they locked the doors for 25 years, and they allowed each one that received one to remember it.
Yes,
so Ashton said, fill up the hall with vodka. Okay, filled it up, locked it. The Frenchman said, I want 20 beautiful 18-year-old girls. They put 18-year-old girls inside, locked the door. The Moroccan said, fill up my hall with cigarettes. Filled it up. Okay. 25 years later, they open. The Russian is singing, his head of drugs. Open the fridge. The hall is full of children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so on. The guy sitting over there is shaking completely. Does everyone have a match?
Anybody can match, imagine match. Yeah. So,
reminded me. But anyway, just listen, we have a, thank God, to the technical level that we have these days and media, and we can communicate with each other, cheer up each other, call each other every day, see that everyone is okay around you, people that you care, even the one that you don't really care, maybe it's about time, you know, to make a sulcha and chit chat and care for each other, and that's it.
Listen, guys, we as a community gonna go through a very tough time. The Pesach is coming. Pesach, it's a very big family holiday. We like to sit all the family together.
Yeah, but this time really don't. Please don't.
Very different and very tough. We'll have to do it in our home with only with the family that live in our home.
There's a great idea now, Leo. I mean, my family, for instance, I'm really unlucky when it comes to that, but right now we actually, wouldn't make a difference. So both my kids are right now in the States. My parents are in Israel. And you know, my brothers in Israel, etc. What we decide to do this year, we're going to do Pesach via Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom. Yeah.
Why not? Why not? It makes sense. No. It makes sense.
By us, we're Zooming once a week. You know, all the cousins and my parents that feel alive from the whole generation. We're Zooming once a week, and it's you know, it's nice. Up to 40 people, cousins, children, everyone. In Darlamusia, you can't hear each other, but you know what? It's just fun to see each other and wave and do faces. Well, mainly faces. People are climbing on the walls. And
I give challenge to everyone in this, around the world. Instead of finding the Afikoman this year, let me find the cure to Corona, and let's finish that crap thing, man. I mean, it's
Roy, you talk to the Jewish people, they will take you seriously, eh?
Take me seriously for what? Man, I mean, how can I be serious sitting at home here? You know what? I'm sitting at home. You know what was the joke? Yesterday I was so busy, actually writing some stuff, was writing some articles or whatever, so I was so busy at home, I didn't even pay attention. And at night, you know what, I didn't even leave the house, normally I just leave the house for around, just around the block, you know, and we haven't even gone downstairs. So it is possible to be awake to people, especially a lot of people don't like people, you know, so for them it's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how we're going to end up that, you know. If anybody's got any idea how we're going to end up that, you can most welcome to SMS me. 083-6100-209. I know we haven't done that SMS thing before, what a WhatsApp. 083-6100-209, that's my WhatsApp. So feel free to, if you got any ideas or something you want us to say for next week, Wednesday show, Thursday show, please join us.
We will have it's Pesach next week, Baruch.
Oh. Is it Pesach? No. Next week is not Pesach. Oh, yeah, it is.
He's on the 8th.
You're right. You're right. You are so correct.
Wednesday night and Wednesday, yeah?
Wednesday evening, it's Leila Seder.
We've got again an Ed break, guys, before we're going to come back. So just hold five. Go take us to Ed. So what did they say? Are we online, guys?
Nishma kacha.
We're online. Like we're online and they're putting our hands, yo. So we're going to say our goodbyes first of all, and our wishes to all Beit Israel and to anybody else that listens to us, crazy enough to listen to us, and hopefully you enjoyed that show. I did. If anything, that I wish we did good to the community and making sure that we are, everybody's going to be safe. So you guys must just keep safe. That's all we're asking from you. Don't get mixed with other people. I mean, be unfriendly for the first time in your lives. I know some people that my wife is, she's in the other room, so I can say. I mean, some horrible people like my wife that can stay, you know, stay away from people, which is simple for her. But for us, the friendly people, the good people, you must stay unfriendly right now. So you must learn from us. What are you laughing, Nicole? Yeah, anyway, guys, I want you just to keep safe. Nicole, you can say your word. Yeah, say whatever you think.
No, I'm being very positive, and I'm even seeing the rain that's coming down and as a bit of a cleansing today and last night.
Yeah.
It's washing all the bad away. And we've just got to pull together and stay strong and be brave and stand at our ground. And at the end of this, everybody will be there for one another to help each other through the tough
time. I think so too. I think so. Some people actually quite amazing people. I think Selecting people are quite amazing people, and I really, really think that, we're going to overcome it in a very positive way. I know that we're going to be there to help the community. If anybody needs something, we will be there ourselves, cash in, top cash. We're going to be there. It's, myself, Roy Peretz. I just want to say goodbye. Leah, any last words?
just a very, very Chag Sameach for next week. And everybody come back.
And Shabbat Shalom as well. It's coming earlier. It's coming. Coming. Shabbat Shalom. Be safe. Stay at home. Love each other. Communicate with each other. And that's it.
You know, isn't it like strange you didn't communicate with your wife for 30 years, now suddenly you start communicating? I mean, what's in soccer? Since soccer is not around, I start talking to her. She's not that bad, I must say, yeah?
Huh? You actually sharing the tip.
Guys, I wish you all the very, very best of, from Keshin, from Top Kesh. I wish you all the very best. Have a lekker weekend. And that's it. You can take us off there, Mr.
Coach and Pesach.